Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. And before the break, I was talking to Dr. Paul Breen about Remembrance Sunday and what it's all about and the traditions behind it. And of course, we discussed Stormont First Minister Michelle O'Neill yesterday becoming the first senior Sinn Féin figure to take part in any Remembrance Sunday ceremony in Northern Ireland after she laid a wreath. And elsewhere, former Republic of Ireland footballer James McLean came under fire once again after he refused to wear a poppy and opted to stand separately from his Wrexham FC teammates. So I'm going to take calls on this now on 0871 880 8, and I've got Cormac on the line now. And Cormac, you agree with James McLean?
I do, actually, and I've listened to an academic for the last 20-odd minutes, and I've never heard such an over-analysis of what I consider to be a very simple situation.
Simple for who, Cormac?
Simple for everybody. Michelle O'Neill had an option of going to that ceremony or not. By going to the ceremony, she ostracised and alienated a huge swathe of the community in Northern Ireland. There's no upside in that for anybody. Secondly, James McLean is quite entitled to object to celebrating or participating in the celebration or honouring of British soldiers who slaughtered people on Bloody Sunday. Now, you had an academic on there going back to India and every other situation in Christendom. The situation is quite simple. There was no upside in Michelle O'Neill doing that today. None. And James McLean is quite entitled to object to any Irishman participating in a poppy ceremony that celebrates British soldiers, not just World War II veterans, but British soldiers who slaughtered people on Bloody Sunday. The situation is very simple, and we don't need an academic lesson going back to India
Cormac, the reason I wanted to talk to Dr. Paul Breen tonight was because he gave us background on something that is, I think, often misunderstood, in the sense that what does the poppy stand for? I mean, as he explained, it originally meant one thing and it's morphed and evolved into another thing entirely. And I understand completely.
We all know that. Yeah, we all know that.
Not everybody knows that, Cormac. So I wanted to get a bit of background on it, but I'm talking to you now. And I wanted to ask you, I understand what you're saying. And mine is not the position to have opinions on this. I want to hear what people think. And I know that. I know what you think is a lot of people agree with you, put it that way. But what I want to ask you is what Michelle O'Neill did yesterday. You think that there was no upside to it and she probably shouldn't have done it. But what would you say to people that say, well, look, this is, you know, a great gesture on her behalf towards where we want to go in the future, reconciliation towards peaceful.
A gesture to whom? To whom? Who's the gesture to?
Well, we have to coexist. They'll say, Cormac, hold on. They'll say that up the north, people have to coexist in peace, and we have to be.
They are coexisting at the moment. They are coexisting at the moment. Why would anybody want to antagonise that situation or aggravate it by alienating half the community? Half of the community didn't want her there, so why did she go?
Do you think it was a political mistake?
A huge downside for Sinn Féin, huge. It shows absolute no political nous whatsoever. And James McLean is quite right. No Irish Republican should participate in a celebration of a ceremony of that nature where British soldiers, and he was very clear in what he said. He said he had no objection to honouring people who fought in World War II, but he will not participate in a poppy ceremony that now embraces British soldiers who slaughtered Catholics on Bloody Sunday. And he's dead right. And this is the biggest faux pas Sinn Féin have made, and it's one thing after another with them now.
Michelle O'Neill says she's First Minister of all, and that's why she was there, because she has to represent everyone up the north, even people she may disagree with.
If she's first... Yeah, if she's first minister of all, why would she antagonise half of the community who didn't want her there? Being first minister for all means that you accommodate people who have a different view to you and you don't antagonise them.
Okay, Cormac, stay with me.
There.
Okay, stay with me, Cormac. I'm going to get Gerry on the line because you also agree with James McLean.
I agree with James McLean, and I also absolutely condemn Michelle O'Neill. I think Sinn Féin, as an organisation, have become traitors to Republicans, to the memory of the patriot dead. And I think they may as well join the British Army and bring us all back to the Commonwealth. It's an absolute disgrace what she has honoured yesterday. And it's not only Bloody Sunday, it's Paddy Murphy, it's Gibraltar, it's Jim Liner, the hunger strikers, the previous hunger strikers, Frank Stagg and Michael Cotton, let's not forget them, those two, that suffer horrendously in British prisons. And that's what she represented yesterday, was the animals that slaughtered Irish people. That's what she represented yesterday.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Cormac, Gerry, in the sense that, as Michelle O'Neill would say, she's the first minister for all. So there's going to be points in her term where she's going to come across really difficult situations and difficult decisions. And she reads it as, first minister, I wish to take our society beyond all limits to build bridges for a shared future together. And she would say this is an act of sort of reconciliation towards that.
Really? Did Michelle O'Neill not make the point there recently where she wouldn't attend any Republican commemorations, but she made the point quite clearly that because she wouldn't live in the past, but she attended the 1916 commemoration along with her T-shirt. But she's not going to live in the past. But she won't attend the Republican commemoration and she'll later read for British mass murders. She's a hypocrite and a traitor. So Michelle O'Neill, they flip so many times, not the Republican movement, and not Republicans. And let us not forget, it's not just the Republicans in the six counties, that the occupied six counties. There's plenty of Republicans down here in the 26 counties that are still suffering from British colonial and free state harassment of its people and have them imprisoned in Portuguese prison. The extraditions are still going on. Michelle O'Neill ignores all that now. Not only does she ignore it, but Sinn Féin as a whole openly tells people to inform them. These are Republicans. They've sold out completely. She's no right to represent. The only thing she has a mandate to represent is Republicans, nobody else. And she should be fighting their corner. She doesn't. She's betrayed them.
Well, I mean, that's not her job, Gerry. I mean, she is the First Minister of Northern Ireland and she has to, you know, work across lines with everybody, you know?
What is she doing for Republicans? She's also the vice president of Sinn Féin.
But would you say, Gerry, that dividing people still into two camps like that isn't going to help anybody to move on?
You're not dividing people. She has clearly taken the side of British imperialism. She has clearly taken that side and ignored Republicans. As I said, she's openly asking people to inform on Republicans and to this present day. Sinn Féin as a whole, not just picking on Michelle O'Neill, but the rest of them down here, the rest of the Republican and the so-called Sinn Féin leaders in the 26 counties are doing the exact same thing. And these are Republicans that have kept their beliefs, have not drifted away from their beliefs, and Sinn Féin that once would listen to nobody, well, the IRA would listen to nobody telling them to have a ceasefire and drop their arms. They listen to nobody, and how dare they tell us what to do? And now they're preaching from the same book.
But haven't we seen, Gerry, haven't we seen over the years moments that we never thought we'd see, like the Queen shaking hands with Martin McGuinness and, you know, events that you couldn't have imagined 30 or 40 years
ago? Another sick episode in our history. Why would you shake hands with the head of the British Armed Forces?
Well, the British would say, why would you shake hands with an IRA? I mean, her uncle or her cousin died and was killed by the IRA, and she reached across the aisle.
Lord Mountbatten, slaughtered Indians. Are you talking about the mass murder, the slaughtered Indians, and I'm most proud about it?
And the point I'm making though, Gerry, is that was a huge event for both sides.
It wasn't a phantom, my eyes. Because if you remember when Martin McGuinness was wearing his tuxedo suit and smiled and laughed at the head of the British Armed Forces, not only in this country, but all around the world, and to this present day, the supply arms that are slaughtering the innocent children in Gaza, Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So they're still doing it. And Michelle O'Neill has a neck to lay a wreath on their behalf. Like, people need to open their eyes. And I've said this many times, we are not being told by the main media what is actually going on in this world. We're all being given one side of the story. Any other country in this world, and we've seen what happened to Russia when they invaded Ukraine, straight away there was sanctions all over the place. The British government can send billions of arms over to Israel. Israel can do whatever the hell they want. American can send arms, French can send arms. Where's the sanctions?
All right, Jerry, I'm going to leave it there with you, Jerry. I want to go to Martin. Now, Martin, you think they'll never truly be united, Ireland?
Good evening, Gary. Yeah. Good evening. I mean, I agree with quite a lot of what Cormac is saying. Pardon me. But I look at, and I mean, I am a Republican, as I said before. Now, when I talk about Republican, I'm talking about Republican in the Irish context with a small r. I believe in the ideals and precepts of a republic, as I said before, going all the way back to Greece and Rome, where nobody, whether they be politician or monarch, is above the people. Now, the way I view it is, even if there was to be geographical and political unity in Ireland, in other words, if the British pulled out, I think what's going on in this conversation is just one more distraction to what's happening to our country. I can understand there are grievances on both sides. I absolutely get that. But at some stage, people have to say, okay, that's in the past. Let's look at what's happening to our country at the moment. And what's happening to our country at the moment is a deliberate policy, in my opinion, of the government to divide and conquer people by using identity politics, by bringing in massive numbers of people who aren't Irish into our country,
okay,
who have nothing to contribute.
We've talked about this before, but I want to stick on the point of Michelle O'Neill and James McLean and the Poppy and Remembrance Sunday. It's not about immigration into Ireland. It's about...
No, it's not specifically about that. What I'm talking about is, I don't see that we will ever have real unity in this country until the Irish people take a breath, stand back and look at what's happening to our country. How can you have unity when people have no idea what's going on? Cormac is absolutely right about what happens with the media. People should stop and look at the way our country is going. We have identity politics being pushed on everyone in this country. I mean, you know, people can talk about the hypocrisy of Michelle O'Neill. What about the hypocrisy of Micheál Martin stating that he doesn't want to be hearing about Irish sovereignty? Yes, I don't know how many times I heard him talk about Ukrainians having the right to sovereignty. What about our right to sovereignty? This is all it's all part of the one conversation. That's the problem. People don't realise it's all part of the one conversation.
Well,
take a breath and look at what's happening.
I hear you. No, I hear you, Martin.
Go ahead, then.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of moving towards a united Ireland, I mean, since the Good Friday Agreement, it blew the minds of the whole world that this worked. I mean, everything is pretty good up the north. And to move forward, to move towards everyone's, I suppose, shared vision of the future, there are going to be gestures like this. There are going to be moments where one side is going to be pretty ticked off with their own side for doing something. And I mentioned earlier on the Queen shaking Martin McGuinness's hand, and now we have Michelle O'Neill becoming the first senior Sinn Féin figure to take part in a Remembrance Sunday ceremony and laying the wreath. These things are necessary, aren't they, Martin, to move forward?
Well, they might be necessary on a very subliminal level, you know, that, you know, look what's happened. But look, let me put it this way. I work for a Northern Irish company. Right? It's a family farm. Now, when I go across the border, quite frankly, I'm just meeting with people, whether they be Protestant or Catholic, whether they be atheist or deeply religious, to me makes no difference. If I'm meeting people who, at least on our baseline, have a shared value for humanity, for who they are. Yes, we can all have pride and regard our history in a particular way, but history does move on. And what I'm saying is we can't move on until we look at the problems that we have currently in the country and start to put them right. The other historical problems...
You think we're being distracted talking about stuff like this?
Absolutely. It's another distraction. I'm not saying it's something that people won't get emotive about. I understand those emotions. But what I'm saying is there are more important things. This is another distraction, and it's particularly a distraction coming up to an election. You know, like, I lament the way things are going in our country, that people don't stop and think. We're being fed a line of garbage by the media and by our politicians. And look at what's happening to our country. Look at what's happening to our health service, to everything in the country. It's falling apart, despite the amount of money that's being thrown at it. Our money, the money you and I and everyone, well, almost, I would say almost everyone listening to this program, have to go out and work hard for.
Do you think what Michelle O'Neill did will have any impact in our general election in the Republic?
Only insofar as I said, I think that the distraction that it's causing, pardon me, it will quite possibly cause more people who would have been on the border line, if you pardon the expression, of where do they stand with Sinn Féin. It may push more people away from Sinn Féin. I would say that the dyed-in-the-wool, you know, hard Sinn Féin supporters will continue to support Sinn Féin. But Sinn Féin is not what it was at one time. There's no two ways about that. Now, I'm not arguing about whether they were right or whether they were wrong. What I'm saying is they're not what they were at one time. Sinn Féin now are just, they're part of that overall collective that want to control and dominate the citizenry of this country for their own glorification and their own benefit. They're no different to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Greens, or anyone else.
Okay, Martin, stay with me there because I want to go to Bernie. Bernie, you believe that Michelle O'Neill is a first minister for all, and it is her duty.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Gary. I feel that, I don't know why they're making this a story. That man made such fantastic comments. Well done to him for speaking up, and I agree with what he said there in the person previous to me. I didn't get his name.
Martin.
Hi, Martin. I feel currently she is the first minister of the North of Ireland, and she's elected by all the people up there for the people, and she was just doing something that has been always done. And also we have to remember that a lot of Irish people fought in World War II for the greater good, and I see it that she was remembering everybody. She wasn't singling out English or Irish. She was representing all the people she's representing at the moment up there.
Yeah, Bernie, a lot of people agree with you as well. It's certainly divisive, and I think everybody's got an opinion on this. We're getting WhatsApps and phone calls in left, right and centre. Keep getting them in on 0871 88 0008. And Bernie, I want to ask you, do you believe things like this are what we're going in the right direction in terms of reconciliation up the north?
In the scheme of things, I'd love to dream about that, but I think our country, as that man Martin said earlier, is in a dire straits. We need to get our own country and our own place situation sorted, because it is absolutely going down the tubes. And so bringing up something like this in the next 3 weeks is just to throw us off the scent. There's a bigger picture that we all know the elephant in the room has to be addressed, and they won't come out and speak about anything that's going on currently. And fair dues to her for doing that. She's doing her job. She's the first minister of the North of Ireland, and she is doing her job, and that is part of her job, is to respect people who have died in World War II. That's what she was doing.
That's where the confusion comes in, though, because, I mean, as James McLean says himself, he'd have no problem wearing the poppy and honouring the war heroes from World War I and World War II. As our previous guest, Dr. Paul Breen, explained, was that the poppy has become, it signifies more than just World War I and II now. It signifies all British troops, and the stance James McLean has it represents troops that served in Northern Ireland, in Derry, where he's from. So it is a tricky one, Bernie, isn't it? I mean, Michelle O'Neill's receiving serious political backlash for this up the north.
Okay, so, I mean, the Irish troops also were on the border. The Irish Gardaí were also placed on the border. They were shot at in the Troubles. I still would, you know, my dad, you know, they were shot at and thankfully they were missed. But they're still getting on. They got on with life. You know, we have to move forward. And I just think this is just the mainstream media trying to throw us off the scent of what's currently happening here. And I just feel that she was representing the people she was elected for, by the people up there. She was elected by the people up there, and so she was doing something that was part of her remit, which was to lay a wreath every year or whenever the annual Poppy Day is, laying a wreath for all people who had gone before. I don't see it as any Troubles. I see it as part of the World War II and World War I's. And Irish people fought for that also in both wars.
That's very true. Very true. A lot of Irish lives were lost in World War I and World War II. Do you think this will have any impact on Sinn Féin in the South?
Well, yeah, I think nobody... I personally would have never voted for Sinn Féin, but I do think they've already did their own damage to themselves. They've only already shot themselves in the foot. This is not going to make it or break it for them. They're already, in my opinion, dead in the water. They can dance around at every shop they go to now for the next 3 weeks. I don't think anyone has any faith in them. Personally, that's my opinion.
Okay, Bernie, stay with me. I'm going to go back to Martin. Martin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Gary.
Did you heard Bernie there, did you?
I did. I heard Bernie. And I agree with what Bernie is saying. As I said, you know, I am. Republicanism runs in my blood, but not what people regard as republicanism. For me, it's a much deeper, more philosophical feeling. It's part of my character. It's part of the character I was brought up with. I never wanted to go out and beat anyone else into being a Republican, because, as I said, no individual in a state. I don't believe it. I wouldn't be able to live in a monarchy state, to be honest with you. But when it comes to politicians, judges, or anyone else, none of them are more important than the ordinary individual citizen that they are there supposed to be supporting and working for. And that's how I view, that's what's happening at the moment. We have the politics in Ireland. Unfortunately, we don't have any real opposing politics in this country. What we do have is very fragmented and broken. In fact, it's not even broken, because it was never fixed. It never worked in the first place. But we need to have people who have, in my opinion, we need people who have a real feeling and a love for our country, for our nation, for our people, to come together and start fixing the problems we're facing now. Yes, we can be reflective of the past. Yes, we can look back and say, how do we make it right? How do we make sure we never fall into the same situation again? But you have to fix the problems we have at the moment. And I honestly, you see, you called it when you asked me. Yes, I see this as a distraction, and it'll be a very welcome distraction. It won't last long in the media cycle. I understand that. But by the time this is all cooled down, there'll be another distraction, and people will be distracted by it, and they won't be looking at the real issues of what's happening in our country. And it's a constant, ongoing barrage of, I mean, you get this thing about, you know, false information in the media being put forward. Yes, it is false information in the media, but it's predominantly the mass media. It's not online media, most of it. It's mass media. It's the papers, it's RTE News, it's BBC, it's ITV. All these people have an agenda, and their agenda is not my agenda. My agenda is to live in a free country, live as a free person, be able to practice my faith and my beliefs as I wish, without anyone impeding on me, and to see everyone, all of the people in my country, all of my fellow countrymen and women, and those who are guests that have come into my country who contribute. I want to see us all prosper. I don't think that is the agenda of the government that we have at the moment, and I don't see that it will be the agenda of any government we might have in the next election cycle, because I think the same people will get back in, and they'll just continue with the same notion, the same policies and politics that we've had. And who benefits? Qui bono? They benefit, not us. Look at the state of the country. Children that were promised they would have surgery for scoliosis going back, what, 7-8 years ago? Where are they? They're still waiting. And people don't ask why. You know, get out, get your job, do your job. The last mass protest in this country was over water charges. And unfortunately, after that, we had COVID. And that changed things. That changed the national psyche. That made people go, we need the government to protect us.
I'm going to have to leave it there, Martin. You mentioned COVID, so I have to go.
Okay, sorry for the diet, Gary.
No, you're all right. I really enjoyed talking to everybody tonight about that. And thanks so much for everyone who got in touch with us. A lot of opinions about this, quite divisive. To Martin's point, though, and Bernie's point as well, the news will move on. Even today on my X feed, I was just scanning it and people talking about James McLean and not refusing to acknowledge things at Wrexham FC. A lot of people saying online, this happens every year and we talk about it every year. It's been like 13 years now, so maybe it's time to forget about it. But the Michelle O'Neill thing was different, so we wanted to talk to you about it. But anyway, we're going to leave that there because...
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.